It's a Monday morning at Purdue. Class is in session.
Okay, thank you.
Professor Juan Velasquez starts things off. His students are teachers, six instructors from Afghan universities. His lesson, how to write an exam.
That whatever you have taught and at the level that you have taught, that that's the same way, at the same level at which you're assessing your students.
A course for teachers about teaching. It's the heart of why the Afghans are here. It's called the Afghan Junior Faculty Development Program. They're not here to earn degrees. They're here to learn what makes a Western university tick. The faculty observe classes, receive English instruction, and meet with Velasquez for State Department-funded training on how to be more effective teachers. The hope is they can bring that knowledge home to build Afghanistan's university system. A 27-year-old faculty member named Firuzan considers it a civic duty.
What does my country need, and what should I do for my country? I mean, that we see a lot among the young generations because they think that they have a big task.
And it is a big task. Interest in Afghanistan's higher education system has exploded. Fewer than 10,000 students were signed up for college courses when the Taliban fell a decade ago. Now, the Afghan government projects university enrollments of more than 100,000 students by 2014. To teach them, Afghanistan will need a lot more trained faculty. And that is where Purdue comes in.
When we do the workshop, we have the same discussion that you just asked.
None of the Afghan junior faculty members have master's degrees or doctorates. They're not offered at Afghan universities. Purdue professor Kevin McNamara, who runs the program, says the Afghan instructors came to Indiana, at least in part, to catch up.
Among their peers, they're very competitive. They're very bright people. But, you know, if they had been in a different country, they would have been pushed a lot more.
To truly grow their country's higher education system, the faculty will need more Western education than they can get in Afghanistan. But McNamara says their Purdue experience helps give them a foot in the door at a foreign university. Many of the faculty members want to study abroad again, apply for the Fulbright program, and earn their MA or PhDs. But the program doesn't just open doors to higher credentials. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Jim Moore helps oversee the junior faculty program at universities nationally.
They maintain contacts with the United States for the rest of their professional lives, through educational contacts, university to university, business contacts.
For now, Afghan universities still face huge challenges, basic ones like access to the internet and decent roads. Another concern, security. I agreed not to use the faculty members' last names in this story because their travel in the United States could be viewed with suspicion.
I think the biggest one is security.
That's Firuzan again.
I'm sure if we have security, a very safe environment, safe place to work, to educate, Afghanistan's speed of changing would be more and more.
But Firuzan says she's gained a lot from her time at Purdue, and it hasn't been all training either. The faculty are taking the opportunity to knock a few items off of their bucket lists. So they're stopping in New York City on their way back. It'll be Firuzan's first time there.
New York is one of my dream cities. And when the dream comes true, how do you feel? It is unbelievable. You cannot describe your feeling.
And after New York, they board a plane and head back to Afghanistan, a country the faculty members say will take time to change for the better, but maybe not as much time as Americans think. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.